Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. I am speaking this month about bullying with Amélie Rocher from IIL, an anti-bullying program and coordinator and trainer. For more information, please visit iil.ch/kiva. Amélie, can you start, please, with a definition of what bullying actually is?
So we talk about bullying when there is a repetitive, hurtful behavior targeting the same person and involving a power differential. And like conflicts or fights or disputes, we're really talking about bullying situations involve the entire group, with one person being the weaker one, someone who's defenseless. And the bully has a group of assistants and supporters who may or may not understand the role that they play. And there are also silent witnesses, what we call the bystanders. They're the one who see things and do not want to get involved. And yet they do play a crucial role in not stopping the situation. And this is why prevention is key.
So how does the prevention of bullying work?
So the prevention works. We're working upstream and we're trying to cut the roots at their base so that there isn't a ground for bullying. This is the key thing. It's all about educating children and also the entire community about bullying, what it is, what it isn't, you know, how it works, and knowing our responsibility.
So this seems like a big, you know, a big chunk. Where do you begin?
So we have universal values, you know, respect, inclusion. They have to be taught explicitly to young people how to behave and what to see and what to observe in social situation. But often it's done in an implicit way and it doesn't necessarily illustrate what respectful looks like. So children need example. They need to practice just like they would practice a math skill, really.
So this sounds like an actual pedagogical resource in the end.
Absolutely. This is exactly what it is. And there is a clear and age-appropriate progression with pedagogical resources. And they have to be carefully tested and developed. There needs to be an objective for each lesson.
So could you give us some examples of how these values are taught explicitly to students, you know, at different ages? Because primary students obviously are not going to receive information in the same way as elder students.
Yeah, so we teach them to be conscious of the role that they play and take ownership, responsibility for their actions. We teach them what that means. They have to play games in class where they take on a role and they experience what it feels like to be in different situations. They watch clips as well, and they need to observe, identify a dynamic in the group. They learn to name and recognize their emotions for younger students. For older children, they learn about the importance of collaboration, inclusion, through games as well. And they learn how to make mistakes and respond to those making mistakes. They learn how to be inclusive.
And what about for older secondary children?
So for secondary children, they learn that each person has a role to play in the group and the importance of labels, those that they wear, those that they give to other children. We talk about netiquettes as well. We bring in the online world as well to the table because it starts becoming important for secondary children. And most importantly, more subtle forms of bullying, such as hidden bullying, for example. And later on in secondary, for older children, we talk about sexual harassment and prejudice or cliche racism, even gender bullying.
There is a lot to be explored and to learn. Thank you so much, Amélie. For more information, you can contact her at iil.ch/kiva. If you would like to hear that episode or more like it, please visit our website, worldradio.ch/Kids in Mind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on iil.ch.